try to push me to a quick orgasm. Let go of your hair. And you lick slowly, leisurely. You love directions, don't you? You like knowing exactly what to do when I want to come and use, borrow your tongue, position you where you belong. And along with the collar and my body, you can get obsessed with commands, too. Easy directions. Knowing just what's expected of you. Knowing exactly what to do, the role, the information, the situation. It turns you on, being freed from thinking, from decisions. You're better at this anyway. Stay still while I grind on your face. Get my juices on you. I'm this turned on, and your breathing does feel good. Your tongue's quite nice. You could probably even set me off if you tried hard. But you need to keep learning, studying what I like, so you can do it better and better. And this is only one position. There are an infinity of things I could think to do, which come with clear signals, but it's all about what I feel like. Why should I use words on you when you are a toy, a possession, a device attached to me? My commands should just be simple variations in how I interact with you, causing you to change your actions, your body worship, your physical tasks. We'll develop those signals together. So I don't have to waste time explaining or commanding. Just dangle my feet in the air while I sit here, maybe wearing my bathrobe, and you'll know to kneel. Offer your back for my footrest. Or if I cross my legs a certain way, maybe it's time to worship your way up my inner thighs for some kneeling service on my pussy some other time, yes. All signals to learn. Good. How do you feel, knowing your future as a licking, submissive, ridden just like this is sealed in stone? Well, it isn't really. You could always turn away at any time. There's more to learn tonight, though. And once you get past a certain point, you're not going to want to have wasted your energy. So you're going to want to keep going. And after all, you know what you are. Just admit it once more. Feel me slide my body away. Fuck, you almost did set me off. But if you want me to come and squeeze my thighs around you, you're going to have to put in more work than that here. I'm sliding away so you can feel the hunger, the desire to lick me as I raise my hips. Your tongue wants to be back on my pussy. Your body's turned on, see? Your body knows its place, where it belongs, just what's being done to it. The conditioning of you as possession and toy between my legs. So it's time for the rest of you to learn the same thing. I'll lay back next to you here. Get on your hands and knees. Crawl between my legs. Just turn over and face down. Letting gravity carry your face right where it belongs, between my legs, against my pussy. This way I can touch your neck and tug your collar. And pull your hair, like so, and you know what pulling your hair means. Bring your lips to my clit, suck on it, lick it directly. Yeah, keep going, tugging your hair again, again. And when I release, I release your hair, I stop tugging. So you move off my clit, and you lick down against the folds onto my lips, push your tongue inside me, yeah. More relaxing, less likely to set me off. Isn't it nice to feel like you belong and know just where you belong at any given moment? Now I'll hook my knees over your shoulders and you accept where you are. You're between my legs, locked in place. So learn the contours of my pussy. Push your tongue inside, breathe deep, lick over my clit. I'm neither scratching your scalp nor pulling your hair. So I order you that you can lick freely. Nice to be given some small freedoms, isn't it? Lick and explore until you're obsessed with my body. Only my moans, the softness of my thighs all around you. Only these things need to be in your head when I'm nude and you're between my legs as directed. You can continue. You can keep licking for some time. It'll take a long time for the pleasure to overwhelm me. You, on the other hand, I'm sure, are having a hard time resisting climax, especially mentally. Are you surprised? Exposure to my body, in your mind, in your mental construct of control, that's enough to set you off on its own. You know where you belong. You know what your purpose is. Breathing deep and having me near is going to turn you into a purpose-built toy. Another possession for me, another thing I will borrow the use of whenever I feel like it. And you don't even know it yet. As you lick my contours and grow to love them more and more, there's just one more command for you to be taught. You're gonna wish you didn't know it, though. I've only been touching you with one hand this whole time, and now is no different. I'm gonna hook my fingers into your collar and give it a good tug. Stay. Stay right there, frozen in place. No more licking, just staying right where you were when I took hold of your collar. No licking, stopping your worship of my pussy, the toughest thing in the world, but you're still near it. You're maddeningly near my sex, unable to lick it. Too close, not allowed to do anything. Everything else stays the same. The rest of my body is here. My knees hooked over your shoulders, my voice, my breasts, my whole body is here for you. But the only part you were allowed to interact with is now off limits, at least temporarily. While I'm holding your collar this way, you can come to a complete stop, and I get to watch what that does to you. Watch